Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that is designed with you in mind. It is to inspire you. It is to motivate you and to move you from where you are right now in life to where you want to be. It is a show today that is packed full of really, really good stuff. Of course, you know, we've got our girl, Miss Jeannie, Kitty of the City.
Meow. Hey, Dr. Tanji.
Hey, Jeannie. And we have some wonderful guests that are coming up, guys. I'm very, very excited to be here. I'm sitting on pins and needles because of the lesson for today is that yes, answering that yes that is within you. And the guests really portray women, people that have answered the yes. So without further ado, you do know that we will have at the hour coming up the session that asks the proverbial question, how did I get here? This is where you are able to interact with us from all social medias, on all social medias, whether it is Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, which is at Dr. Tanji Show. And I would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. So without further ado, let us get started. Possessing the yes. Now, remember, everything that we discuss on this show is based on kingdom principles. Okay. These are applicable disciplines that you can apply to your life, and it will transport you to that area in life that demands that you say yes. So there is a yes that is in you. And this particular yes lies dormant. It's oftentimes revealed when life demands that change is necessary, whether that change is in your life, in your area of gifting, and even in your community. Now, this yes I'm referring to causes you in most instances to do the following. One, it's going to cause you to pray and meditate. Now, this is a yes that I'm referring to. Two, it's going to cause you to exercise faith, patience, perseverance, and goal setting. Three, it's going to even make you become uncomfortable. And oftentimes we don't want to think about becoming uncomfortable when we're saying, okay, this is the year or this is the day that I'm going to do something that's going to be great. And it's going to be, as a colloquialism that we use, out of the box. That uncomfortableness will appear. And then four, it is going to cause you to do something. Now, without any warning, and this is the fun part, without any warning, this yes will ultimately place you in the middle of chaos. Another word that we don't like to listen to or like to hear, but it is true. However, here's the caveat. In that place, and sometimes it's some of the darkest, it is one of the darkest places that you'll ever be in. In that particular place, there's a development that's going on. There's a development of your character. There's a development of courage and boldness and a willingness to survive and thrive right where you are in that place when you're answering. Now, here's Hello? How. Is that our caller? Okay. Here's how to acknowledge. You've said okay, this is the place that I know in this place it's going to get better. But here's what I want you to really focus on. When you've said yes, that inherent yes that you've answered to, I want you to acknowledge your feelings. So very important when you're acknowledging your feelings. In that particular place of acknowledging your feelings, this is the how. You got to be honest. And you've heard me say, if you've listened to the show, you've heard me say that we operate on the Haas system. That Haas system is openness, honesty, and sincerity. You're literally saying in that particular moment, look, God, I am so afraid right now. And then you'll hear yourself try to remind yourself, greater is he that's in me, or I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I don't want to make light of that moment, okay? That moment in your life when you're dealing with that chaos because you've answered yes, that particular moment right there is when you have got to be honest with yourself, honest with your creator, where you are, and then you're going to do something about it. The other thing, number two, that I want you to concentrate on, again, after answering yes, you're about to execute something. I want you to declare whatever is before you, you've already been given the tools necessary to get from there, that darkness, to that light. And there is light. There's a tunnel. There's light at the other end of that tunnel. And it is made. It is created for you to get through wherever you are in that darkness, that chaotic place. Now, how? You're going to plan strategically using the resources that you have available. That's the how. After you've acknowledged your feelings, now you're going to make that declaration. Number three, ask for help. I cannot stress that enough to you. You gotta ask for help. People do not know that you need help until you ask. And it's very, very important. Number four, keep your focus. I cannot stress that enough. You have to keep your focus. How do you do this? You're gonna surround yourself with people who have like minds like you and who's encouraging. Not always telling you what you can't do, but better yet, what you can do. And number five, don't quit. As easy as it is for me to say to you right now, don't quit. You have no earthly idea how much I really do mean that. You cannot quit under no circumstances. In that space of not quitting, your faith, either in yourself, either in your God, either in what you're aspiring to do, is going to be so apparent right there. That's that place right there that demands, get up, let's go, no matter what. Your life was created in such a way that you are to exemplify what victory looks like, what I like to deem as more than an overcomer looks like. And it is a telltale sign that the purpose that is in you, that the place you know you're supposed to be, will happen. Gotta happen. And because you said yes to that yes, it's done. Again, these are principles that applicably apply to whatever situation you may find yourself in. And you gotta know you can. You gotta know you will. And it's already done. That's the yes. Now, without further ado, we've got a woman on the phone, and it just, wow. I'm excited. I'm honored. I'm humbled that this woman has taken time out of her really, really busy schedule to call in, to be a part of this movement that we have of inspiring you, of motivating you, of telling you that, you know what, you really don't have any other choice. She is a spirit who embodies someone who made up their minds to say, I can't do this anymore. I'm really not sure what this is going to look like, but my faith is going to get me to where I need to be. She has been featured on Oprah's Where Are They Now? She's been interviewed by some of the best in the business, from Anderson Cooper to Velez to Red Book, giving her an award. And I want to just kind of hone in on that award just for a quick second here. And let's see. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. Here. She's a certified consulate with the U.S. Department of Justice Office for Victims of Crime. She's a global award-winning keynote speaker. She has received international accolades as a speaker for the U.S. Department of State. She is a CNN contributor. She's a domestic abuse survivor. She's certified domestic violence advocate. She's a five-time author, an actress. She has hosted her own internet talk show. She's a trainer and educator, and I could go on and on, right? I could go on and on and on about this beautiful spirit, and it's none other than Miss Mildred Muhammad. Are you there, Miss Muhammad?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you today?
I am so wonderful, and I've got to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so, so very much for joining us today and for being a part of what I would love to deem as that yes being answered in your spirit, and then having you on this show to tell us how that yes was answered for you.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much.
So, Ms. Muhammad, it's Jeannie Jones. We have shared so many platforms together in the Washington, D.C. area. And a lot of people know your story. And for those who don't, can you elaborate on moments from when your name became a national name and how you use that obstacle to transcend to helping so many people through those type of transitions, whether it be domestic violence, mental health, and what you're doing now?
Yes, ma'am. Most people know me by my former husband, who was John Allen Muhammad, the D.C. sniper. Law enforcement did not tell the general public that I was the intended target. So the theory was he was killing innocent people to cover up my murder so that he could come in as the grieving father and get custody of our children and the $100,000 that they were giving to the victims of the sniper. From that, I had to raise my three children alone. I heard a part of the information that was given prior to being introduced. And my yes was, I am not going to be a victim. I am not going to allow others to blame me and my children for a situation that we did not cause. We will not be held accountable for actions that John made a choice to do. The community blamed me because they could not get to John. They said to me that if I would have stayed with him, then he just would have killed me. If I would have stayed on the West Coast, then the people on the East Coast would still be alive. How dare I call me and my children victims when none of us were hurt or killed? And how dare I bring this drama into this quiet community? When I prayed, I asked God to put people and resources in place to help me. I had to encourage myself because I tried talking to other people, but they only turned it around to make it appear that that whole incident was my fault. And I decided that I was not going to allow anybody to do that. I told my children that you cannot use your dad as an excuse for failure. So you got to come up with one better than that, because my dad is the DC sniper and I can't move forward. It's not going to happen. I couldn't get counseling because it was a high profile case and everybody wanted to be famous. So I went to the library. I got a book on counseling and I learned how to counsel me and my children myself. I told them that it was okay for them to love and pray for their dad. The world may look at him as a monster, but to them, he's their dad. And so I told them it's okay for you to pray for him. We can't talk to him. We can't go see him. But you have a right to your emotions. You have a right to feel the way that you feel. And do not allow anybody to tell you how you should or should not feel. And that is the way we had to make it through. We had to make it through with the truth. And I told them, if there's anything you need to know about your dad, I am your best resource. The good, the bad, and the indifferent. I will tell you the truth, even if it makes me look bad. Most time you have people talking about victims of domestic violence, talking about the partner. I did not then, nor do I now, speak badly to my children about their dad. They had to form their own opinion based upon the truth. Not something that I wanted them to know, but something that they needed to know. And that is how we were able to move forward. I have now become a professional public speaker, international and national. I speak military bases. I speak at agencies, corporate. Went to Korea to speak to the military soldiers there because domestic violence is rising in the military community, as well as sexual assault. I think you gave some of the accolades of what I'm doing, but the most important thing that I do is anybody that contacts me, I reach out to other organizations to make sure that we are able to help those victims of domestic violence. I know I said a whole lot in that.
But it was so important.
Oh my gosh,
and
it's so
and
important.
I mean, I felt like, I mean, my whole chest is heavy with just being empowered and how you, I mean, incredibly find the strength to not only work on healing yourself before your children and to make a conscious decision with that type of weight.
Yes.
To understand you have to push through and move forward and lead by example. I just don't know that I can honestly say, I don't even know if I know anybody who could endure all of that and do it the way you did it. I know your story inside and out, and I've worked with you. But I would to sit, you know, just to be still and to listen to you.
Absolutely.
I'm like, wow.
Uh-huh. I know.
Wow.
Mind-blowing. Thank you.
I followed my spirit. Spirit will never lead you astray. It's when you don't listen is when you get in trouble. Because don't you always say, I should have listened to my spirit the first time. Listen to your spirit. It will never ever lead you astray. And sometimes I have to just be quiet and say, Lord, which way you have me to go? And it'll come and I'll do it. My spirit told me to stay home. I stayed home. It told me to leave. I left. It told me not to talk to certain people. I didn't talk to certain people.
That's exactly
because
what my
sometimes
next
people
was.
Don't know your situation can get you in trouble.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to turn off the naysayers, turn off people that don't know anything about you to try to tell you what to do. And that's the one thing that I had to do. Other people was telling me what to do, but it wasn't good for me and my children. They may not have known that the decisions that I was making or did not agree with them, but I didn't care.
Absolutely.
Because I was making the decisions for me and my children. And you have to be able to do that regardless of whom or what someone else is saying. Your opinion of you has to be more important than the opinion of others of you.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Well,
look, fade to black now. Look, close the show off. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, what do you with
it?
Ms. Muhammad just said everything that needed to
she
be said.
Really,
and Lord forbid, when it's not just you, like you said, you have your children.
Right.
You have to consider. Wow. And just the times, like you said, when you are alone and there is no BFF, no family that understands, or the people that are closest to you turn or give you misinformation or send, you know, ill will your way. And you just stood strong and listened.
Absolutely.
I've learned that if you're trying to call somebody to get advice or you're trying to just speak to somebody else and you can't get them, no one is answering the phone, that's God telling you to talk to him.
Amen. Wow. Well said.
Because sometimes it gets like that.
Absolutely.
You can't, you're calling people and they won't answer the phone. You know they're there, but they won't answer the phone. That's God saying, no, you need to talk to me.
Wow.
I'm the one that has the answers. I'm the one that's going to touch the hearts of the people when you come to me for help.
Absolutely.
You go to God first, and then out of that comes whatever you need. That's what I've learned.
Absolutely.
And then how are your children doing now?
My daughters, all of my children attended college. My son, he's a manager now at Sunglass Hut.
Wow.
He went to Louisiana Tech.
Okay.
He's 29. Mm-hmm. My daughter, Selena, is the second daughter, well, first daughter, and she's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Taliba, my youngest daughter, she's 25. Got to get these numbers right so they don't get mad. my daughter, Selena, she attended Baldwin Wallace Conservatory in Ohio. And
wow.
My daughter, Taliba, attended Cleveland State University. Both of them majored in vocal performance, and both of them sing classical music in eight different languages.
Like, which language do you want to hear me in? I love
and
it.
That's what
greatness.
They say, which one you want? Italian, Hebrew,
I knew it.
Spanish, French,
oh
with English, which one you want me to do?
So
they formed their own group called Two Music, and they've been performing locally at open mics and different events.
And Ms. Muhammad, is that Two Music, T-W-O?
No, T-O, like it's two, and then music, and then the colon.
Mm. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yes, so ma'am. I can send you their link.
Oh, no, absolutely. I have to have it. I have to have it.
Yes, ma'am. So if you know anybody that's looking for performers, you know.
No, we'll do, because that is an incredible, incredible testimony. Again, if you want to interact.
So they could not use their dad as an excuse.
None whatsoever. And that's what I take from you. I
absolutely
remember that humbly and most powerfully. If you want to interact with the Dr. Tanji Show, call 323-203-0815 or at Dr. Tanji Show.
Yes. And Ms. Muhammad, I've got to ask your joy. I've not met you, but I feel like I've already met you. And I'm looking at this woman who possesses courage and joy and peace and how from and not just a segue from
yes ma'am
where you were to where you are mm-hmm. now, was there ever mm-hmm. a time where your joy or your peace and your faith even was not present, or were you ever in a place where you didn't know if I would ever have my joy, my peace, my faith?
No ma'am, I was never there. Because when you lose hope, that means you don't believe in God, to me. So if I could just share this quick story.
Absolutely.
I was living in the shelter and my children were gone, and nobody was helping me to find them. And I got on my prayer work, and I started praying. And I said, Lord, I can't do it. I lifted my hands. I said, I surrender everything to you. I surrender John. I surrender my children. I surrender me. I surrender everything because I can't do this or I'm going to die. I laid on my prayer rug and was crying. I felt two presences in the room. And they covered me up to my neck like you cover a child with a blanket. Yeah. And from that moment till now, I've been at peace. Wow. I know that nothing happens but by the will of God. And I knew I was going to get my children back. I didn't know when. I didn't know how. Anybody that spoke negativity to me in any form had to go. Because if you wasn't in agreement with me, but spiritually, then you had to go. Any kind of negativity, instantly, you got to go. Wow. That's just how I was at that time. And so I journaled, I danced, I made sure that I watched comedy. The music that I listened to was smooth jazz because the words in the song would take me back to an emotional pain. So jazz is just music. Right. And I was able to appreciate smooth jazz more. It took a long time and it's a long journey when you are uncovering trauma in your life. That's okay. You feel like crying, you cry. Just remember that every tear is one step closer to your healing. Mm-hmm. If you don't cry, you don't heal. There's going to come a time when you're not going to want to cry anymore. Yeah. That means you're healed. Yeah. If you can say something that happened to you and it stings, that means you've got some more work to do. Mm. If you can touch yourself and it doesn't sting, that means you're okay. But it's okay to cry. It's okay to want to be in a position where you were. Just know that the people that you release are the people that can't go with you when God is trying to promote you. He's not going to let you take everybody with you. So it's okay when they fall off because their part in your story is over. And when it's time to let them go, then let them go. Because God is preparing you for the next person that's coming. It's always someone else that's coming. Mm. But if you hold on
to
those
people. I like the way Ms. Muhammad says that. I'm going to hold on to that. Ms. Muhammad, I'm sorry. That right there, I held on to that part a little bit longer. Look, something bad is coming. No, it's just preparing you. No, I got locked right there. I said, Ms. Muhammad,
I know.
Oh, you talking to a spirit right now. I'm sorry. Oh, that was beautiful. That was great.
Oh, wow. If
you
gotta
let him go.
If you did not display, if you're not speaking this language of what to do when answering that yes, you were forced to answer it, and you answered it.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
No, you did not.
I didn't have a choice.
No, you did not have a choice.
So you
hear her mindset,
said, well,
though?
Have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. That's what most people would say.
No,
exactly.
No, I didn't have a choice.
You did not. No.
I didn't have a choice with three children.
Right. Wow.
I didn't. They were watching me.
Absolutely.
So if I'm a mess, then my children are a mess.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're not going to be a mess. So I had to clean up. I had to go through all of my stuff. And when they wanted to talk about, Mom, can we talk about Dad? What? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Hold on. I had to put all my stuff aside.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And talk to them about their dad. They wanted to watch home movies. We did that. They wanted to be reminded of the things that he was funny at. I did that. And then I went to the park and screamed.
Yes, but of
but
course.
Never but never in front of them.
Absolutely.
So that's,
absolutely.
I did what I did what my spirit told me to do.
Absolutely.
I listened to my spirit. And at every turn, I did. Even to get rid of people. Because your spirit will tell you, you know, I need for you to get rid of that person. Well, no, Lord, I don't think I'm ready yet. Because, you know, they did this and this and that for me. Well, you don't know who the next person is going to be that's going to give you better than that. So their position in your life is their story in your life is over.
Wow.
And it's okay to let them go. And don't feel guilty when you do.
Absolutely.
Don't feel guilty because the guilt will delay your blessing.
Well, my next question, before Dr. Taji wraps up this segment, I mean, you just got me pumped. I'm ready to rollerblade, body surf. No. And they're like, what's up with you? I said, I just talked to Mildred Muhammad. What's going on with you? Look, what's your get better? What's going to get better for you? That's my next move. So I had to ask you with your, I'm sorry, but with your book, I'm Still Standing, have you ever considered doing content pieces or one woman show or something? Because I feel in my spirit right now that, and I know you do your speakings and you've been doing them and so well. I just feel like I just see you in very intimate spaces with powerful messages. Just the short, what you just done, not necessarily being a whole speaking engagement, but I was just wondering, right, because your title of your book, I mean, is just self-explanatory of your story and how you continue to stand.
Well, maybe you're the next person that's going to help me to do that. How about that?
Bring it in you. She's bad. That's a bad woman. That's a bad woman. Like, you challenge me, I'm going to challenge you to help me put it together and put it out there. Okay. I'll talk to AJ later, Ms. Muhammad. I've been with you before. We started out together, so it's all good.
You know, I told the Lord when he blessed me to come through my trauma, here I am, Lord, send me.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going where he tells me to go. So for you to even to bring that up, that wasn't you. That was God that, amen, touched your heart, wow, with something that I said that penetrated your emotions to make that.
That is so good.
Yeah, absolutely
statement.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely,
and I appreciate correct. That. And I hear it. I'm humbled. And I hear it obey.
Okay. And then my soundtrack will be done by Two Music. So.
Okay, that works too.
Ms. Muhammad, you have truly.
Because they do R&B and neo soul and whatever. They do
I love it. Done.
I love it. Ms. Muhammad, you've truly blessed us,
yes,
today.
Ma'am.
You've blessed, I know you've blessed the listening audience. You have been a force, a spirit who, in the face of danger, said, nope, my story's not over yet. I'm going to tell my own story. Thank you so much, but mm-hmm. I'll tell it the way it's supposed
exactly
to be told.
That's exactly what I did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How can we stay in touch with you before we say see you later? I won't say goodbye. I'll say see you later. What's your social media?
You can go to my website, MildredMuhammad.com.
Okay.
And click on reach out, okay, and I respond to all emails within 24 hours.
Wonderful.
I don't ever leave anybody hanging because I know what that was like. Someone say, I'm going to call you back, and they don't. They say, I got you, and then they drop you.
What a
and then where are you?
What a
okay, Mildred Muhammad, 2020.
Let's
make some real change. I mean, okay, if we're going to do something.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Muhammad.
Thank you so,
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of the
absolutely
week.
Absolutely. I love you,
you
dearly.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, baby. Bye-bye.
So that is the type of movement that's going on the Dr. Tanji show.
Absolutely.
Mildred Muhammad. I mean, what can you say?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I mean, she just shut it down.
Wow. Did she make a declaration on your faith?
No. She messed me up for real. We'll talk about it after the
absolutely
show. She really did. I was like, okay, you hitting me with this. Oh, this is me. This is me. This is me. And then you're going to challenge me to produce your show. I was like, okay. Look, yep. Yep.
Our next guest has arrived, and she is none other than Miss Joy Altemeyer, and she is a woman who transcends everything that was going on in the workplace. She was a marketing brand ambassador for several high-profile clients. I think one, just to name a few, was Colgate Palmolive. She has worked with L'Oreal, Verizon, and the list goes on and on. This woman will inspire you. She will teach you. She will coach you to do those things that, hey, they got to be done in the workplace. And we got her here. Thank you, Miss Joy Altemeyer, for coming.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good to be here.
Oh, wow. Thank
colder
you
than I thought, but.
Yes. And you're hailing now from
New York. I live in Manhattan. Yes.
Okay.
And then I left. It was 60 degrees, and I packed like it was going
to
be
like
warmer
in
LA.
You're like here in LA. Well, we're going through a chill spell, which is rare. She's like 80 here. Yeah. So you're like, okay. But you're
going to
take, but you know what? Take this instead of New York chill.
I definitely do because okay. It's snowing. It's a tundra
today.
Oh,
I know. I saw it. My friend sent me a picture. I was like, woo, little kids in home making snow people or snow angels.
I have a 4-year-old and we live in Manhattan. So school is still open in Manhattan. It's only if you luckily live in the suburbs or you live in New Jersey, they're like,
oh,
no
so
school.
New York, Manhattan is just like D.C.
The parents are like,
you
you're
still
going
go.
To school.
Are right,
you, yes,
right.
You're going to school.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
the suburbs
really
don't
down.
Go, but the city usually does.
Oh, okay. She lives 2 blocks from her school. Oh, we're walking. You're going.
Okay.
Put on your snow boots. Let's go.
But that's good, though.
Yes.
Push through.
It gets them, you know, ready for life.
I want to ask you, the year of you,
yes,
how to get what you want in the workplace this year? That's powerful.
It's a big question.
Yes, it is.
Big question. And I think it's an evolution, like it's a journey. Mm. I think with anything, you know, I turned 41 last October.
You're not
yes.
40.
I'm 41.
22, guys. I kid you not.
And I had my daughter really late. I had her at 37, turning 38. Oh. And that has informed, that is the last 4 or 5 years have changed my life in the sense where I think I used to live on this pace of trying to prove myself to everyone else versus myself. Uh-huh. And something about little kids, when you have them and you're just yeah. with them and they're 2 months and 3 months and you just can't prove anything to them.
No.
They just want the basics. And mm-hmm. so I think about your question in the context of it is a journey. It is an evolution. It is the year of you is taking the moment to be present at every touch point.
Absolutely.
And I talk to my daughter about this a lot because I think it starts, confidence starts early,
yes.
especially for little brown girls. Starts very, very early.
Yes.
And so every morning she wakes up, she says, I'm smart, I'm kind, I'm beautiful, I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. And that's super important because I want her to know that you are smart, you are kind,
absolutely.
You are beautiful, but you have someone that loves you regardless if the world is acting like it doesn't love you.
Good.
And every time she says it, I say it because there's a reminder for myself.
Absolutely.
And so that keeps me, if I think about, you know, what I want this year and how to be present before I leave the house to go to work
mm-hmm.
is to kind of be grounded
okay.
and have that moment.
Okay.
Because I think most of us, we work all the time.
Yeah, we do. We do. The lady sitting to your right, she probably can't hear me.
Yes.
We work yes. all the time, right? And we work as mothers, as wives, as daughters, as yeah. friends. And then we go to the office.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then we're working as
so
bosses,
true.
As mm-hmm. colleagues, mm-hmm. as confidants, as therapists. Like, we are doing a lot in
we
that
are.
Job.
Absolutely.
And so that moment of centering is super important at every point in the day.
Mm.
For me, that's what I've learned. Okay. Especially, like, again, I say when I had my daughter, I realized that I can't control everything. And so you have to take a moment and say, what's happening?
Absolutely.
How do I want to react?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to not react and just choose to live my purpose, live this moment.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of the beginning of how this, the year of you, the year of me will be.
Absolutely.
And I try to, I was recently promoted about 18 months ago into this role.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you live and work your whole life
uh-huh.
for this opportunity to be in this role.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it.
Right.
And my pastor's always said something so funny. He's like, why did you think it was going to be easy? You prayed for it.
Right.
You prayed for this promotion
yeah. Yeah.
and then you thought you'd get the promotion and that would be that. No, no, no. This is what you prayed for. You
Absolutely.
Prayed for all of those challenges,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Right.
You
so
did.
You didn't. You can't pray for an easy streak
right.
with the promotion.
Right.
You're not at the next level. And so mm-hmm. when you're standing in like this conflict,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the promotion.
Right. Right.
You got to bring yourself.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. I have a really great professional coach, a woman who I love. She's very smart. She's very tough on me. And so what I learned through the last probably 6 months with her is that I have a choice to make every single time something presents itself.
Because
I can't control that.
That's good.
I can't
Absolutely.
Control who you are and what
Right.
you bring.
Right.
I can only control what I'm bringing
Absolutely.
And how I choose to show up. So I have learned to what I call throttle down a little bit, right?
Mm.
When someone's coming at me,
yeah.
You can bob and weave.
Yeah.
But eventually you're going to have to face it.
Oh, absolutely.
So I throttle back and I let this person do their thing. And then I say in the moment of why they're talking, which helps because you miss a couple of things that they say. Okay. So you don't react on that.
Right.
And then you say, how do I choose to show up? Right. The year of you begins with how you choose to show up. And I always choose to show up with integrity. So I'm not going to let you get me out of my character.
Right. Huh.
Because it's tough in that, exactly. in the promoted role,
right.
The executive role. It's mm-hmm. a different type of microaggression you come up against. It's okay. a different type
okay.
of,
okay.
you know, I'm the only woman, I'm the only person of color on the executive team.
Wow.
So it's wow. a different type of.
Okay. okay. Okay.
And I walk in that. I lean into Absolutely. It. It's okay. Absolutely. I can handle it.
You can handle it.
But that's part of, you know, kind of the year of you in the workplace piece.
So you answered yes. That, yes, there was a part that you missed, part of getting here,
right.
where I discussed about answering yes. And some of the principles that go with that yes is you really can't expect to find yourself in chaos.
For sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's organized chaos. And mm-hmm. then sometimes it's just so chaotic that you are thinking, oh, my God, what have I done?
Exactly. Where am I?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
You're choosing to show up.
Yes.
You're choosing to be you.
And yes.
That present moment awareness speaks volumes.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Wow.
And you're right. It's a choice, right? You said it's a choice because yeah. every step of the day, every moment of the day, you are making choices if you don't realize it or not.
Absolutely.
And some of them are just intuitive, like you're making them, yes, I choose this dress over this dress to go to work. Mm-hmm. But then some of them are really like you have, as you get older, I think, and more mature. Mm-hmm. And you're responsible for other people,
yes.
you have to make a choice of, and you have to use kind of discernment and wisdom. If I do this,
mm-hmm.
it is going to lead to this step three steps from now.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
And so when okay. you're, you know, I think about in my 20s, I was actually just saying this last night to someone. I was like, in my 20s and my 30s, I had no husband and no child.
Yeah.
You could come at me and I will come right back at you. You okay. want to fire me? That's fine. I'll find another job because it was just me.
Right.
The moment you have aging parents, the mm-hmm. moment you have a child, the moment you have a husband or a wife, you are responsible.
Right.
You can't be acting as an individual player.
Right.
And it would be great if we could figure that out before we had those responsibilities.
Because
then I think the world would be nicer.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
Would be nicer to each other.
Right.
But
right.
you don't really figure that out until you have a little bit of responsibility.
And some people still don't.
That's a shame.
You know what I mean? They don't and they're not responsible.
And then we have to deal with them.
Right. Right. Right.
Right. And you have to look at them, as you said, and say, I choose not to do this. I choose not to engage with you in that way.
Wow.
It's tough.
But you're doing it.
Adulting is hard.
Adulting.
Tell me about
yep.
it.
Adulting. Yes.
Tell me about
yes.
it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So what's next for Joy?
I don't know. I hope, you know, I have. Like every kind of type A person, I have plans, right?
Okay.
But I think for me, the biggest what's next is around making sure that I'm the best person I can be for this little girl who's looking up to me every day, right? And to make sure that success is normalized for her, right? Okay. I think of these, I read a book probably like a year ago about, you know, certain normalized behavior and how it's created. And it said something around that you can teach lessons through words,
mm-hmm.
but it's really the actions
oh,
that
absolutely.
Equate to this is normal behavior
absolutely.
For children, for spouse, for everyone, relationships. And so what's next for me is making the best decisions I can to give her examples of what success looks like and making it normal or what tough decisions, when you have to make a tough decision, looks like. We share a lot with her, even though she's four. You know, New York is a very interesting education process. You have to interview. Your kids have to interview when they're two or three to get into school. I don't know how it is out in L.A. It's similar.
Well, L.A. is Hollywood. You want to interview
okay.
just being at the mall.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You're trying to get,
so
you know,
prepared.
A gig.
They're prepared. But, you know, I grew up in Tennessee, so it wasn't
no
like
way.
That where I grew up. Like, you went to the one school you
yeah,
were zoned
right.
for,
yeah.
and if you went to private school, there were four, and pretty much going to get in.
Okay.
You know, if you can pass a test. But New York is very different. And so what I'm trying to do is make sure that she's growing up supported.
Okay.
So that means I take her to work with me sometimes, or I take her, you know, I take her to different events so that she can see examples of people succeeding, brown people, not brown people, women, men, all of it. And I think that is the most important thing to me, to create a little human who becomes a bigger human who's right. has the brains but also empathy. Absolutely. Right? Be so that they can be a better... We're as a culture, as a country, we're suffering from the fact that there's not enough empathy in the world.
I agree.
Right? And that people look after themselves most of the time, or their household, versus right. understanding we're all connected.
Right.
If you move left, I move left, because we're connected in this world. So, like, personally, that's what's next. Professionally, I'm hoping to marry that, you know, to be in a role. I have a very great job. I love it. EHE Health is one of the best places I've ever worked, and I never thought I'd work in healthcare.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're in healthcare.
I'm in healthcare.
You were marketing
I was
healthcare.
Yes, I was in lifestyle. So for a long time, I sold beauty products.
Okay.
Made people feel like they feel good, and now Absolutely. Hopefully they actually are good, right? Yes, so yes. I'm in a different type of field. But I would love to be in a situation where I can extend what I'm doing at EHE. If it's at EHE or if it's somewhere else, I would love to be in a situation where my goal is to I'm a marketer, and so I understand consumer behavior, and I understand how to engage people. And your healthcare is the most important thing. If you can't bend down, if you can't go for a walk, you really can have all the money in the world, but you have nothing. If you work so hard today, but when you retire, you can't spend time with your grandkids.
Right.
What was that? What was all those years? So, and I think healthcare in our country is so difficult to understand.
And it's so multi-layered.
Yes. It's very nuanced. Yes. They like to use terminology so that you kind of stay at a distance. There's some doctors, probably like you, that actually like to engage you and talk to you about things like the motivation behind why this is happening. Or how do you, we like to say, how do you think, how you move, how you eat, how you think, how you move, right? So how are you thinking about it manifest itself? And if you're having migraines, it's not just, oh, I have a migraine, so take this pill. It's like, well, what's going on?
Right.
Well, let me ask your opinion. You're saying this from a healthcare perspective. You know, I have friends in pharmaceuticals and friends who are doctors, and Dr. Tanji here. Like I said, in this country, it's so multi-layered, and what we're going through, unfortunately, politically,
correct,
where it's leaving the patient with no help. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hospitals, the doctor's offices have gotten cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, you know, be honest with where we are with that. And like you said, you have this jargon, the miseducation, and until it's too late is when you find out what you needed to know. But then you don't
it's
know, and then you can't afford it, or you can't have access to it. I mean, you have people working 40 plus hours a week, and your insurance still isn't good enough.
Yep, the copay is still what?
Or after 120 days, that
then
doesn't.
Come back?
Yeah, no. Then you go somewhere else for 90 days. We don't not going to tell you where. Right. Nobody's going to take you,
right.
And then we'll reconsider. You know, re-upping your insurance. Nobody talks about those things.
I think so. I 100% agree with you. I think that there is, I mean, this is getting deep. I think that
a whole nother show, look, a series.
I think that, you know, the reason why I went into healthcare personally is my father had a stroke. I was living in New York. He had my father has always been athletic. He ran triathlons as I was a child. Mm. I myself was a swimmer, competitive all through college. So we come from a very athletic, healthy family. Prevention has always been at the forefront of how we live. You know, we eat a really well balanced diet. I didn't grow up taking medicine, you know, so it was always ingrained in me, but I never really thought about it until my father had this stroke. And I'm like, what, how is this happening? Because when you go to the doctor, typically you're self-diagnosing, right? In our country, right? The first thing you do when you go to the doctor's visit, they say, is anything different? They're basically saying, do you have the same insurance? Because they need to make sure they get paid, right? So is anything different? No. Great. You wait in the waiting room for 30 to 40 minutes, and we're conditioned that that's normal.
Right.
In any other service industry,
mm-hmm.
you waiting 30 minutes to go in? No, you're leaving.
Right.
But in healthcare, you're conditioned to do that. And you go into the doctor, and you're talking to a nurse who's really, God bless the nurses. We have so many nurses at EAG. They're doing a lot of the work, right? And you go in, and they're taking notes. Why are you here today? And so you're telling them your symptoms.
Okay.
This goes on for probably 15, 20 minutes, and then they, you know, maybe will do your blood work. They maybe will check your heart rate. They maybe do all this stuff, but they're really just doing like the biometrics.
Absolutely.
And not really understanding like what's the core.
Right.
At the end of it, the doctor comes in for 2 to 3 minutes.
After you're waiting.
After you've been waiting for an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
And then the doctor's like, oh, I heard you told the nurse this, so I'm going to prescribe this.
Right.
But the doctor may not even put their hands on you.
Wow.
And that's like the crux of the issue. What we believe in, what I believe in is, you know, we really specialize in preventive. So the scenario you were describing, I think, is unfortunate because most people think about healthcare when they have a problem.
Right.
and it's problem solution. And for us, we believe that well visits don't stop after the time you're 18.
Right.
They should be all lifelong.
And absolutely.
And I think when you think about healthcare that way, hopefully you'll never get to that scenario where you're trying to navigate and make sense of it, but right. it's urgent because you're sick.
You have heard it first. Thank you.
Thank you so much
Thank
for having
me. Thank you so very much. I really could extend this, but for the sake of time.
Yes.
And respect. I thank you, each and every one of you, for listening in to the Dr. Tanji Show.
Absolutely. And make sure we're going to interact with Joy and maybe even turn this into a check-in monthly.
Yes.
Because now you got my, Ms. Muhammad got me smoothed out. Now Joy got my feathers all ruffled again. Like, no, we will be healthy. Yes. We're going to do better.
Yes.
And we're going to make sure the system works for us because we work for it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And make sure you keep interactive with Dr. Tanji at Dr. Tanji Show, because we have a new interactive series. Talk to Tanji on the way.
Yes.
You're going to love it. So many prizes and surprises and giveaways. You're like, okay, Jeannie, how do I get Dr. Tanji's giveaway? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you. Make sure you follow her on social media. There will be a question there. You'll be the first one to answer the question from something in the show today. So you will have to have watched or listen. And the first person who gives us that, let us know what city you're in. And guess what? A Dr. Tanji package is going to show up. Boom.
You heard it. Thank you again for sharing your time with us. Thank you so
Thank
very
you
much,
so much,
Joy. All right. Until
Give this
next
to
time.
Your little girl for me.
I know, right? Until next time, join us here on the Dr. Tanji Show, LA Talk Radio, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.